Welcome to Torah Today, for Thursday, December 14th, 2023. This is Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Novoseller. In this past week's Torah portion, it tells us about the episode of Yosef HaTzadik being sold by his brothers, going down to Egypt, eventually leading up to this week's Torah portion, where he's released, he becomes the viceroy, the second in command, and he is the leader of Egypt and all the surrounding lands. On his way down, after his brothers, we know, hated him, they convened the Beis Din, the Mefarshim tell us, to determine that he was mechuyev misa, he was obligated to be killed with the death penalty for whatever sins they deemed he committed. They sold him instead of killing him. Rashi tells us that the Yishmaelim that they sold him to normally carry negative, bad-smelling things. And the pasuk tells us that they had spices. It was positive. It was good-smelling things. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asked the question, exactly what was the point of Hashem orchestrating a miracle that they were carrying good-smelling spices on his way down to Egypt? Do you think that's on Yosef's mind? He was just subjected to the worst, embarrassing, most painful experience. His own brothers established that they want to kill him. Instead of killing him, they sold him as a slave. He knew and he heard that they were going to go and tell his father that he was dead, meaning there was no hope for redemption. And yet, the scent of what's in the caravan on his way down of being sold to slavery is what's on his mind. Why would it bother him? Why would he care one way or another as to what the caravan smells like as he's being carried down to Egypt? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this moment is exactly the moment that he cares about it. For when someone is about to give up, Hashem sends them a message and says, I'm your loving father, I care about you. Don't worry, I'm with you. This is all for the good. It's for the positive. And like we see the story unfolded, it's actually going to be the cause of the salvation. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that was the message of the spices. Hashem was saying, don't think that I forsake you. Don't think that I threw you away, that I'm not with you, that I don't care about you, and that I'm not taking care of you. Rather, look at these spices. Take the message and understand that this is all part of the master plan. I love you, I care for you, and this is the loving Father that wants to send you that message through these good-smelling spices and the miraculous event. Thank you very much for listening. Have a healthy and successful day.